listener production.
Good morning, I'm Lachlan Eater. Central Queenslanders are having to travel far and wide just to get a PET scan to diagnose their cancer. It's why Dr. Robert Horvath from the Royal College of Pathologists of Australasia is calling on the state government to make these imaging tests more widely available. Capricornia MP Michelle Landry has also been pushing for a machine to be installed at Rockhampton Hospital, saying there's one ready, but it's waiting on approval. The microbiologist believes doctors should be using PET scanners to diagnose other diseases as well.
We probably need more of those scanners in regional areas as well, because it's not just for cancer, it's for infection as well that's very useful.
Health Minister Shannon Fentiman says she's considering how public imaging services could be expanded in regional areas, including PET scans. Anti-gas campaigners say a fire in central Queensland shows the rest of the country that coal seam gas projects are not worth the risk. Large fireballs were filmed between Rolleston and Banana yesterday on a pipeline which supplies gas to major industrial businesses in Gladstone. Yesterday afternoon, Gemina, which operates the pipeline, said crews were travelling to the site to make it safe and will provide an update this morning. And the quest is on to locate two lost marble slabs in the Livingston area, listing the names of local World War I veterans. Dating back to 1917, it's hoped they can be recovered and one day added to a walk of honour at Yeppoon's War Memorial. Volunteers are also asking for information and records about past service personnel to be incorporated into the project. In sport, a grand final rematch headlines the opening round of local women's soccer for the year, with Bluebirds FC hosting Clinton on Saturday night. Elsewhere, Central take on Frenchville, but it all begins with Bursica and Narimbara meeting on Friday night.